Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Roeder on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Roeder, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking all things Nashville Predators. And to help us do that, we welcome in our good friend Darren McFarland, host of Darren Donica Chase, also handles the Predators' pre- and post-game duties for the Nashville Predators Radio Network here to the program. Darren, what's going on, my friend? How we doing?
Good morning, Robbie Stanley. It is so nice to look out and see sunshine after Saturday. It's so nice.
It is, and it got a little hairy down your neck of the woods
over
the weekend.
Oh, it got more than hairy, Let me just tell you that. You know, it was very nice, by the way, if people didn't hear, the captain, Roman Josi, who had the game winner last night in Chicago, give a shout-out to and let people, you know, back here know that they're thinking about John Hines. Head coach did the same thing.
Yep.
Obviously, they've been in Chicago all weekend, and it was the reality hit when I saw Joe Dubin doing a hit for Channel 4 on WSMV Sunday morning in the fields that we played. We just played one tournament so far this season. It was the weekend before last, not this weekend, but the last. Obviously, nobody played this past weekend.
Right.
The weekend before, and we played in the Mount Juliet Park, and we've never played there before. And it's a really nice little complex. And, you know, we had a great weekend, and to see that it was basically underwater, and the dugouts have been washed away, the fences have been washed away. I mean, they've got a lot of work. And by the way, those fields, that complex serves a lot of people, serves a lot of kids, and it just broke my heart to see that we were just there a week ago, and that whole entire gigantic complex in Mount Juliet is basically washed away. And, so we're thinking about them, and I just thought that was cool what Roman Josi and John Hines did, and we're thinking about everybody out there that was affected this weekend because Saturday was rough, man. It was rough.
It was.
No doubt.
And we've certainly had our run of it through the last year or so with Mother Nature. So another blow dealt this weekend as well. Darren, on the ice, here we are, and it's almost amazing that we're having this conversation. But the Predators have won 7 of their last 8. They've won 5 in a row. And all of a sudden, after last night, they find themselves back in a playoff spot in fourth place in the Central Division. From your vantage point, as you've watched over this last stretch, the road trip coming back home against Detroit, now back on the road again against Chicago, what's been different? How have they gotten to this point, in your opinion, from your vantage point, where they've turned this around?
I don't know how you can look past the infusion of youth. I mean, I know they've touched on it. It's not like they've come out to say it. They've been asked, right? And those are the proper questions. People like you and Joe and others and Adam and others, you know, have asked that question. Many times on that road trip, they're trotting out 6 rookies in a game. I think it's rubbing off on these guys. I mean, you're seeing even – I just think certain guys – I mean, look at Luke Cunnan. Luke Cunnan has come back in the lineup this past weekend after missing 13 games with his hair on fire, right? I mean, and it's because I think Luke Cunnan looks around and goes, if I don't do something, there won't be a spot for me. Like, they're just keep rolling with what's been working. And so he's come out of this thing, and he certainly didn't ease in anything. What, 3 points? 2 points on Saturday night, 2 assists on Saturday night, another assist last night. And he looks like a guy extremely motivated. Now, does that mean he wasn't playing motivated or before? No, I'm just saying I just think the infusion of youth and just the way this team is playing right now is rubbing off on our room, and I don't know how you don't think that's not infectious in locker rooms. I mean, that's how these things work. That's how teams come together. That's how winning comes together. So they're just being more responsible. Robbie, how many times, guys, have we heard John Hines since he's taken over, which has been well over a year now, the same message over and over and over and over again? And there was a little bit of a stretch last season where it looked like it was starting to happen, and then there was a big pause, and then the return to play, it didn't play out against Arizona. And then this year, early on, same message, but still not the results. But finally, it seems like this is what John Hines is, you know, I wonder if he's like, when he shuts the door, if he like pops his chest and goes, see, that's what I've been telling you guys. I've been telling you this is what you have to do. So it feels like they've bought in, and I know he's used that word, bought in. Now, Ryan Johansson the other night, you know, I expected a veteran to say, bought in. Now, I'm just doing what I've been doing my whole career. But John Hines believes there's been a buy-in with this team, and it certainly reflects. I mean, there's just right now they're winning puck battles. They're willing to do whatever it takes. They're pushing back. They're getting great goaltending play, great play in front of the goaltenders. They're very responsible defensively, and you know, this team is humming right along, and they just look like they want to win hockey games once again. Like I said, not like they weren't trying to win hockey games before, but it just it looks different, it feels different, and obviously it's paying off because they're getting the results that they're looking for. And here's something else. I asked Hal Gill this last night. You know, before it was always like, gosh, they don't have any good, you know, they're getting bad puck luck, and why does the other team always get good puck luck? And Hal said it best. You know, when you work hard every night, you tend to get rewarded, and that's what's happening. They're getting rewarded with now they're getting the puck luck. Did you see DeHaan last night? That was a rough first period. They're getting rewarded for the way they're playing. So maybe it's just the gods, right, the hockey gods and karma. You get rewarded for your play, and the reason that they're getting good puck luck right now is the way that they're coming in and playing night in and night out.
Okay, Dan, so the seven games starting tomorrow Dallas, Chicago, Detroit twice, Tampa Bay, Dallas again, okay? And then the 12th is the trading deadline. Let's say they win them all. They're just absolutely red hot, barnstorming through the league, take advantage of a somewhat soft schedule, win them all, and nothing happens until the day of the trading deadline. What would be the way to proceed there? If you were the GM at that moment, what would you do?
I knew, Joe, you're going to ask this question. And now the stakes have increased, right? Now it's getting really interesting. Well, you guys know, I've said this. I've been very consistent with my message on Mondays to you guys at 9 o'clock. I will just continue to stay with what I've been saying. I'm not going to steer away now and just say whatever they've been talking about for the last 3 weeks is whatever. I think they should stay the course. That's just me. And I don't know what the course is. I don't know what they've been talking about. I'm sure it's changed a bit because of what you just laid out, because of this winning streak and because of them currently sitting in fourth place in the standings. But there is a bigger picture. And, oh, by the way, everybody thought when the young guys got out there and started playing, like, oh, that's when you just said, ah, we'll see you next season. That's it, folks. That'll do it for this season. No, that hasn't played out that way at all. So who says you're waving any flags? Who says it's a give up? Who says any of that? I mean, teams do sell or trade players for the betterment of the future of the organization, and nothing bad happens. They still say, I mean, who said Philip Forsberg didn't play this weekend? They won both games.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the lineup. I mean, every day we wake up and it's like, you know, we're hunting for Easter eggs. I mean, you just don't know what you're going to find out. I mean, UC Saros, all of a sudden, poof, not in there. He's dealing with something. You wake up every day, it's like, oh, Matt Benning's out? Oh, okay, what happened? And then he's back in. Philip Forsberg's out for the weekend. I mean, guys go out, you know, insert the next guy up, and they keep plugging along. So why would that change anything? That's the way I look at it. That's just me. You may staunchly disagree. There may be tons of fans that disagree, because I know I'm getting a lot of tweets and stuff. You know, like, oh, all these people that wanted to blow it up, forget this team, they can't win anything. Now it's all of a sudden, wait a minute, they should buy. They should go out and get Taylor Hall. It's like, what? You can't be a GM when you go outside and check the win patterns every day. Yes. That's not how GMs work. Like, you have to have a plan. And I just think, Joe, that whatever they've been discussing, however they feel is best for the organization this year and moving forward, the big picture, I just think they should stay the course. Whatever that is, I don't think this winning streak changes anything.
Darren McFarland, host of Darren, Donick, and Chase, also handles the Nashville Predators pre- and post-game duties for the Preds Radio Network, on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. Darren, last thing for you here. I really noticed Ryan Johansson over the weekend. I thought he played really well. He was very active both in the offensive zone and the defensive zone. And you touched on this a little bit before, but how much do you think maybe the inclusion of some of these young guys have kick-started some of these veterans, like Arvidsson, like Johansson that we've seen. We'll still wait to see what it looks like when Matt Duchene comes back in as well. But how much credit do you think is just specifically with the young guys coming in, maybe kick-starting some of these veterans?
Well, I do think, Robbie, that's in play. But I'll tell you, I'll give you another theory. And I know, don't roll your eyes. This is the best example I've got because, you know, they're nine. And it's not apples to apples. I get it. But this is what I've learned being around coaching youth, okay? It rubs off on each other, right? When this kid's playing well, this other kid wants to play like that kid. Well, I want to be like that kid. This group of kids are playing really well, and these group of kids that maybe are at the bottom of the batting order or they don't get in the field as much, they want to be like them. So you tend to notice at practice they work harder. So do I think youth is rubbing off? Yes. I'll tell you what else. I just think the play of others may be rubbing off. By the way, have you looked at Cali Yarncroak lately? He's got 10 goals.
Yep.
Remember, for all those people, like, Cali Yarncroak, right? You know, what's the big deal? There's a prime example. They sold. They didn't have to, and they did. And they weren't out of it, and they sold, and they got Cali Yarncroak. And I'd say that trade in 2014 has worked out pretty well for the Predators, for a guy that was at the end of his career, and they get a guy that plays for a $2 million a year contract for the last 6 years, right? That's worked out pretty well, having Cali Yarncroak. I just think Granlund has played well. Look at Colton Sissons. You don't think Colton Sissons, by the way, he's like a veteran on that, not like, he is a seasoned veteran on that fourth line. He's playing with Trennan and Olivier. Did you happen to see who led the team in hits last night?
Yep.
It was Colton Sissons, was six. It wasn't Olivier. It wasn't Trennan. I just think the play of others around you. I see it, like I said, it's not apples to apples. We're talking about professional athletes. I'm talking about kids. But I see it at that level. They want to, and so I'm not saying Ryan Johansson wants to be like somebody else, but he's looking around going, oh, everybody's talking about Granlund. Everybody's talking about Cali. Everybody's talking about, you know, this is what it takes. Victor Arvidsson in the same boat. Well, I want the results too. Everybody's talking about the way they're playing. I need to do that too. And so I just think that sometimes the play of others rubs off. And there's certain guys on this team that have been playing really well. And, you know, I think that's what motivates them. So I think sometimes also it's roster spots, right? Rocco Grimaldi was a healthy scratch. We know what he was talking about this week and his success. He was just trying to make sure he stayed in the lineup. Yeah. And, you know, the next thing you know, he had five goals. And so everybody's motivated differently. But I think all these factors are playing into why some guys who haven't been playing exactly well that we've talked about so much, you know, when talking about the Predators, I think it's rubbed off on them where they're like, okay, I get it. Like, you have to play this way to get to the results. Because right now, what would you say is the best line? Can you really say that? That's when you know it's working, because you just go up and down the lineup and you say, oh, well, they're all playing well. I don't know. I mean, giving out stars every night has been kind of hard to do because they're getting good play from up and down the lineup.
Darren McFarland, host of Darren Donick and Chase, also handles the pre- and post-game duties for the Nashville Predators Radio Network, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexha. Darren, great stuff as always, my friend. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good rest of your show.
Absolutely. Well, and we'll hear from Darren a little bit more from 10 to 2 today here on ESPN 102.5 The Game with Darren Donick and Chase, that you can catch every weekday here from 10 to 2 on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll continue the conversation on the Predators when we come back, taking your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And speaking of the text line, 102.5 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to help you continue the tradition with a hockey home gating party. And it's time to text into the game line at 615-737-1025 for your chance to win the T-Mobile hockey home gate. Watch a weekend Preds game with a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. Just text the word GAME to 615-737-1025. That's GAME to 615-737-1025. Now to enter, the winner will be contacted on Thursday, and you must be 21 or older to enter. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.